the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Monday, July 23rd, start of a brand new week. And boy, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. A couple of quick program notes. This Wednesday, July 25th, Paul Craig Roberts will be joining us in the third hour to talk about current events. On Thursday, July 26th, Jim Rogers will be coming on the show to basically get us all back on track with the LIBOR scandal. This has taken over the gold medal for history's biggest financial swindle from the mortgage-backed security fraud. Boy, the sick transit glory. I mean, all that work to pull off history's greatest financial swindle. You know, you only get to keep the trophy for a couple of years, you know. Now you got to pass it on to somebody else. It's like one of those perpetual trophies. They pass it around and they put the name of the crook on the bottom there, you know. No, I stole more money from my investors than you did. All righty, so phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is in the control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. Obviously, if you're watching the corporate media, they are absolutely monomaniacal on this James Holmes shooting at the theater in Colorado. And that's all they're talking about. They don't want to talk about anything else at all. I mean, huzzah, huzzah, we've got something to talk about that isn't LIBOR, isn't the economy, isn't the wars, isn't Israel, isn't Syria, isn't any of that stuff. It's just going to be all Batman shooter all the time. And everybody's screaming about how this just absolutely proves we must have gun bans and gun control and take guns away from ordinary people so they can't shoot back when a nutcase whose brain is fried on antidepressants decides to go on a shooting rampage. Because we need that shooting rampage. We need it for political campaigns. We need it for news leads. We can't have people shooting back. Now, the reality is that the shooting took place in a location where there is a gun ban. Yes, it's true that Colorado has concealed carry. But 13 Colorado cities ban concealed carry within the city limits. Aurora, Boulder, Broomfield, Colorado Springs, Denver, Englewood, Lakewood, Littleton, Longmont, North Glen, Pueblo, Thornton, Westminster, and Wheat Ridge. Those cities, the state law allowing concealed carry does not apply. If you're caught with a gun inside the city limits, you will be off your way to the Hooskow. Now, in all of Colorado, there is only one city that also bans having a loaded gun in your car, and that's Aurora. In other words, James Holmes carried out his mass shooting in the one city in all of Colorado where he was guaranteed the gun bans and gun laws would mean that nobody was going to shoot back at him. The people who do these kind of things, these mass shootings, will choose targets where they know the government has disarmed the population so they can carry out their mayhem without being shot at. And our politicians, whose tyrannical laws created this target-rich environment of disarmed people, have the nerve to call for more gun bans, even knowing that the existing bans aided in the deaths of all those people in the theater. Everybody who's been preaching gun ban, gun ban, gun ban, gun-free zone, everybody there has the blood of this massacre on their hands. Now, Ron Paul came out with a statement over the weekend that is bang spot on, and it's something every one of you need to be thinking about. Colorado shows us government cannot protect us from harm. The sad reality is that the police are never present when a crime is actually being perpetrated. They're never present and able to thwart the crime. They show up after it's all over. When the damage is done, when the bodies are dead, when the money is taken, when the women are raped, the cops will show up in their uniforms with their bright, shiny badges and their bright, shiny cars, and they'll pose there with the dead bodies for the news photographers to reassure America how essential they are to the continuance of civilization. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here real quick. Ruth in Chicago. Aloha, Ruth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's there was a terror drill being done at Parker, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15 miles from Aurora in the same county, mm-hmm. Douglas County. The mm-hmm. article is in the DenverPost.com. Mm-hmm. I tried mm-hmm. to send it to you 3 times. It happened
well,
Friday.
So here, right now there's a terror drill going on all across America. I mean, there are terror drills taking place here on Oahu. It has nothing to do with the fact that I dropped and broke a coffee cup this morning. It's just causal. And listen to me. I know everybody's trying to fan this up as a big government conspiracy, and it doesn't really matter. My personal feeling is the guy fried himself on antidepressants, but it doesn't matter. This is being used as a distraction to get people to stop talking about LIBOR, to get people to stop talking about the corruption of our politicians, to get people to stop talking about the wars, and stop talking about all this other stuff. It is being used as a distraction, regardless of where it came from. Whether it was a staged incident or just your average classic random nutcase frying his brain on antidepressants and going wacko, it doesn't really matter. It's being used as a distraction, and I will not be distracted. All right, so we're going to switch over here to Jim in Missouri. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you know, you're exactly right what Ron Paul said, and he's right on the money. And that is why every state in this union has a statute that we have the power of citizens' arrest.
Mm-hmm.
We've got more power than the police do, but how are we going to enforce it when they take the guns away from us?
Well, see here, it's not even a case of citizens' arrest or whatever. I mean, James Holmes obviously picked the one city in all of Colorado where he knew people would not be carrying guns or be able to run to their car and get them. And so the reality is the gun ban and the gun laws aided and abetted this mass shooting.
I agree.
Obviously, if let me finish this thought, because this is important. If Aurora, if all those other 13 cities in Colorado had gone along with concealed carry, which is the state law, then James Holmes would have been sitting there with all of his guns and all of his toys and his, you know, brain melting down on SSRIs and thinking, you know, I know it sounds really kind of a good fantasy to walk into a movie theater and shoot people, but there's a very real possibility somebody in there's going to shoot back. Maybe I'll just stay at home and abuse myself to old James Bond movies or something.
Well, I agree. Why aren't they airing the video of the 71-year-old man that shot both of those robbers in that internet cafe?
Well, because the agenda is to take guns away from Americans, to make us psychologically dependent on the police who never show up in time to thwart a crime, obviously to prevent the people from having weapons to stage a revolution with, which is exactly what the Second Amendment was for. The Second Amendment isn't about target shooting. It's not about hunting. It's not about any of that stuff. Thomas Jefferson laid it right out in his own writings. The purpose of the Second Amendment is to reserve to the people the right to fire an abusive government, which is kind of where we are right now. This whole anti-gun agenda has nothing to do with crime. In fact, anti-gun is pro-crime. The more you take away people's guns, the more crime takes off, because the criminals know the cops are never going to be there. They never are. But there are 1.6 million crimes thwarted every single year in America by Americans with legally owned firearms. And the media will never report on that because it's not interesting. It doesn't support the agenda. You remember the Virginia Tech shooting? Guy went on a rampage in another one of these gun-free zones. You know, it's like you put up a sign saying gun-free zone. It's like putting up a sign saying shooting gallery. Nobody will shoot back at you. For every wacko. And it was headline news and said, we've got to have more guns bans and everything. It was a gun-free zone. You already had a gun ban. It didn't help.
I really appreciate your show, but I'll let somebody else get on. But, yeah, you're right on the money, buddy.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. All right. The point I was trying to make to, and I'm sorry I talked over him, but this is a point that everybody needs to be remembering as you hear all this talk about gun bans, and the candidates are just – you know, they're ecstatic. They've got something to talk about for the campaign in November that isn't the economy and isn't the wars. This is they're just grateful as all heck. However this shooting in Colorado came about, they're going to pound on it for everything they can so that they're going to lure you away from the economy, from LIBOR, from the wars, from Israel, from all the false flag attacks going on. That's what they're using this for. It is a distraction. But again, back to this point I'm trying to make. Virginia Tech, mass shooting, mass headlines all over the place, calls for a gun ban. There was another shooting at the Appalachian School of Law. Guy walked onto the campus intending to blow as many people away as he could, stopped cold by two students with legally owned firearms. No news coverage. It didn't bleed, therefore it didn't lead. And nobody wants to hear about, how citizens are protecting themselves, because the agenda is to keep you psychologically dependent on the government and their police force. And the reality is, the police never show up when crimes are actually happening. In fact, if you're my age, you probably remember a time where you could hear the police radios on a scanner. And I used to do that when I was living in Southern California. It was kind of fun to do. I'm into radio. I got shortwave and all the rest of that stuff. And I used to hear the police calls going on the scanner all the time. And I remember hearing more than a few times where the police would arrive at a location where a violent crime was taking place, people being shot and killed, and you'd hear the cops saying, I'm not going in there until I'm sure the shooter is gone. And that's why they started encrypting the police radios, because more and more people were saying, hey, you're paid to go in there and stop the crime, not just clean up the bodies when it's all over. And so that's basically what it's all about, to keep you dependent on the police, who are never there, to surrender your guns so you're not a threat to the money junkies. And this shooting in Colorado is a distraction. And I'm talking about it at the top of the show because I want to go through it, give you my points, and get rid of it, because there are more important things going on in the world right now. The Second Amendment is not about target shooting. It's not about hunting. It is about reserving to the American people the right to throw off abusive government. And boy, if you don't realize how much you're being abused right now, well, you're probably not listening to the show anymore. We're going to grab another phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I'm kind of a little frustrated. You know, I'm sitting there. I've written about you posted on, and it got posted. But the thing is, I've been sort of like reading about this. I talked to a few people who were a part of it back in the 1960s. But people are not aware of, you know, back during the civil rights struggle, you know, the black people who are being abused and, you know, mistreated and everything, they didn't have the courts or a political system or the police helping them. And when they went out and protested, they were getting abused by the Klan and getting abused by the police. They were getting fire hosed. And, you know, mm-hmm. and the thing is, a lot of people, you know, a few veterans got fed up and they formed a militia. And that sort of like stopped all these incidences. And I just think it's...
Well, that's not entirely accurate. One of the things that stopped those incidents was when the COINTELPRO scandal broke in the 1970s. And it came out that J. Edgar Hoover had been sending messages to the KKK saying, if you attack these civil rights people, we will not investigate. You got a free hand, go out and whoop on them all you want, and the KKK went out and did that. And then when the COINTELPRO scandal broke and all the informants and the false flag attacks and the framing of people and all this stuff came out, you know, the staged riot at Disneyland, when it all came out, the FBI had to back off. Congress passed a whole bunch of laws limiting this kind of behavior because they were hovering at the edge of delegitimization. Now, of course, starting in the 1990s, Congress has pulled all those laws, which is why the FBI is back to playing those same kind of dirty games. I would caution against forming or joining any militias for two reasons. One, most of the militias are being run by FBI informants so they can keep an eye on you. I remember, again, back in the 1990s, the communications director for the Tri-State Militia turned out to be an FBI informant. Remember Elohim City that figured so prominently in the Oklahoma City bombing? That turned out to have been founded and run by an FBI informant. It goes on and on and on. And the second reason is this revolution isn't going to be fought with firearms. With all due respect to Thomas Jefferson, this revolution so far is virtual. It's being fought in cyberspace. It's being fought with keyboards. And with any luck, we'll keep it there, so that innocent people don't die in a pool of their own blood.
Well, I got another thing I post on your website. It's been found out 3 weeks prior. This gunman that shot in the theater, he tried to apply for a gun club, and they turned him down because his behavior was so bizarre. And it's like, if they would have approved his application, I could just see the press going all over this gun club by guilt by association.
I would agree, but here's the reality. I mean, they reject this guy's application in a gun club for bizarre behavior, and James Holmes doesn't wind up on any of these watch lists, but every Arab wearing a cheap Casio wristwatch is grabbed, tortured. There's a very obvious double standard here, and I think what Colorado proves, along with the fact that the police cannot protect you, along with the fact that all these gun-free zones have to be taken down because it's advertising a shooting gallery for everybody whose brain is doped up on antidepressants, okay, what Colorado shows is that all of this security, homeland security, scanning, groping, whatever, can't protect us against the real threats. They're really good at defeating the imaginary threat of foreign Arab Muslim terrorists that are out there in the hinterland. But the actual threats to us, whether it's a mass shooter in Colorado theaters or flash floods or failed levees or collapsing bridges or the things, you know, Gulf of Mexico, oil, radiation in the Pacific, the real things that really threaten the American people, the government can't do a thing about it. And they are continuing their hold over the people by manufacturing all kinds of imaginary hobgoblins and then selling you solutions to protect you from them. And as Colorado shows, there are real dangers out there that the government hasn't a clue how to deal with. So the American people defend themselves. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance.
TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We are finishing up, we are wrapping up with the Colorado Batman shooting here. I think it's time to Batman movies. And the judge in the case has sealed all the paperwork on it. They're trying to keep your attention. They're going to do everything they can to keep you looking at this, because they're getting ready to do something over here on the other side they don't want you to see, whether it's a false flag attack on the Olympics or something else, just to get this war. They are so desperate to get a major world war going because they can't think of any other way out of this economic mess. Abdication would be the honorable thing to do, but of course these are not honorable people or we would not be in this mess to begin with here. And finally, regardless of all the other stories, and by the way, there's a lot of people out here with that aren't even checking their facts in their rush to try and get people all hot and bothered about this case. I chastised one of the other blogs where they were saying about, you know, it's hot in there and everybody's wearing shorts and T-shirts and this guy just walks up in full black SWAT team outfit, buys a ticket and walks on in. No, he didn't buy a ticket and walk in. The witnesses are saying he stood outside the exit to the theater until some people were just coming out after seeing a movie and then he just barged in. So people are out there propagandizing this thing. They're not even checking their facts because facts are not what interests them. It's what they can use this for. And some of them are getting pretty silly and absurd here because Louis Gohmert is out there screaming that the Aurora shootings were the result of these ongoing attacks on Judeo-Christian beliefs. it's utterly absurd. There's no connection whatsoever. But he's going to get up there and say this stuff, and the media is going to give him his 15 seconds of fame, and he's going to go for it here. Now, I went out and I did a little searching about antidepressants, and in particular SSRIs, this selective serotonin uptake, reuptake inhibitors. And it turns out these things are hot sellers. They're being prescribed to everybody, to little kids and old people. And they have horrible, horrible side effects. There are hundreds and hundreds of cases where these medications are linked to inexplicable violence, suicide. You know, people are on this medication, they start doing completely bizarre things, and everybody will say exactly the same thing. This is not that person. We don't know what happened. They started taking the medication, they got weird, and then they do something really unexpected. And here's the kicker. Studies have found out that the theory of operation of SSRIs doesn't actually work. After years of being sold to a gullible public and causing all of these violent episodes, it's been found out the theory of operation doesn't actually work. That interfering with serotonin uptake does not have any impact on depression. Something that modern pharmaceutical science, when they start tinkering with your brain, tends to forget is when you chemically suppress a message in the brain, that message doesn't go away. It sort of builds up a stockpile until it breaks through the medication, and that's when things get really, really bad. And this has been known for a very, very long time. You know, this habituation process, you know, lies behind a lot of very bizarre behavior, and also addiction, I might add. But there's a lot of research that shows SSRIs don't actually do what they're claimed to do. They have a lot of negative side effects, including quite possibly Colorado. We're still trying to find out about that. All they'll admit to is he was on Tylenol. And I think they put that out there to try and imply that that's all he was on, but they don't actually say that. But it's a huge seller. It's a big money maker, and they're going to go on selling it as long as doctors are willing to prescribe it and suckers are willing to pay for it, even though it doesn't actually work here. So everybody's going on out there and saying, we've got to have gun bans, and we've got to have this and that. And one more comment before we leave this. You know, all these gun-free zones are basically shooting galleries for everybody who has a gun and a recent prescription. And everybody's saying, we can ban all guns and then everybody will be safe. No gun ban in history has ever gotten all the guns. Remember the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising in Nazi Germany? The Jews hid just 6 handguns from the Nazis, and with that staged an almost successful revolution. The reality is that anybody with the knowledge of machining and chemistry can make a firearm. Sufficient to stand up to the government? Of course not. But if you are in a room full of totally disarmed people and you have a hand-built black powder gun, you have the power, and you can terrorize or rob and whatever you want to do. I used to build black powder guns myself. They're actually rather fun and historical. But anybody who understands machine shops and chemistry and how to make black powder and the Corning principle, boom, you've got firearms. That's all you really need. Look at the zip guns. You've all heard of zip guns. Those are home-built guns. So the bad people are going to have guns. And if they don't have guns, they'll use something else. One of the worst school massacres in American history involved dynamite. More people are being killed in the United States with baseball bats than assault rifles. Nobody's banning baseball. More people die from bad pharmaceutical medication than die from all the shootings put together. Nobody's talking about banning pharmaceuticals, which might be a good idea at this particular time. These shootings, Virginia Tech, Colorado, happened where guns were banned. We don't need any more gun bans. There was one already there. It's time to allow the people to be armed and defend themselves against crazy gunmen and crazy politicians and even more crazy bankers. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And oh boy, am I going to enjoy reporting on this one. Do you remember about a week ago where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was bopping all over the Middle East trying to look like she was in charge of international affairs because she's sort of nudging Obama to be his vice president in this second term, which is rumored to be a deal that they made back in 2008 for Hillary to back off stealing all the elections that she could. And then, you know, she gets to be vice president and Joe Biden gets a pink slip. And last week, Hillary had basically gone to Egypt, done a lot of talking, didn't seem to accomplish much of anything. Then she goes over to Israel and claims that she had gotten a promise from Egyptian President Morsi to basically continue the policy of a closed border between Palestine and Egypt. And the way it was phrased at the time, I said, there's a lot of gray area in there. I'm not sure Morsi has said what Hillary claims he's saying. Well, the caution was well-founded because today Egypt has opened their border to Palestinians. 5 years of the blockade of the Gaza Strip appears to have come to an end. Egyptian officials are saying all Palestinians can enter Egypt at will now without permits or visas. And this not only includes those in Gaza, but Palestinians entering Egypt by plane from elsewhere. So this is a de facto opening of the Gaza border. In fact, the first travelers entering Egypt without this restriction were seven Palestinians who arrived by plane. Aid groups, flotilla group, whatever, they're on their way to Egypt to take food and medicine and all the rest of it into Gaza. Right now, the siege has fallen. And Hillary has got major egg on her face. This might cost her the vice presidency. And I have absolutely no doubt that terrorists, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, are already on their way from Tel Aviv to Cairo to blow up something really big to teach those uppity Egyptians the error of their ways, thinking they have control over their own borders. The temerity, the crust, the nerve. How dare they? How dare they dare to decide how to handle their own borders? I think it's one of the reasons why Israel is in such a panic to just get things escalated, because it's all falling apart on them. 65 years of carefully crafted illusion of perpetual victimhood and nuclear smuggling and all the rest, it's all coming apart here. All coming apart. Now, over in Syria, the U.S. government has abandoned any pretext at a diplomatic solution to the Syrian crisis of the U.S. and Israel's own making. And they're basically saying, well, might as well admit it. We just want to kick the guy out and take over his country. And they're basically just saying, yeah, he wouldn't go peacefully. You know, we'd send him all these messages. You got to give us your country or we're going to come do bad things to you. You wouldn't go. So now we're going to do the bad things to you. Maybe. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Remember, Russia has already drawn a line in the sand regarding both Syria and Iran. Interesting little story came out there. The headline was Syrian rebels emboldened after seizing border posts. And the copy goes, it took more than 3 weeks to reach it and cost the lives of 12 of his men. But when Abu Omar Dedeki and his rebels finally marched through the Syrian border post separating their town from Turkey, the gate of peace fell without a fight. They've been trying to reach a border town for 3 weeks. Sounds like they're trying to fight their way out, not in. Talk about trying to spin defeat into victory. This, yeah, sounds like they're hidden for the hills. Meanwhile, Turkey has sent surface-to-air missiles to the Syrian border. I am less inclined to think that Turkey sees Syria as a threat at this point than they're concerned that once Israel goes into Syria, Israel just might keep on going because they have a bad habit of doing that. But obviously, everybody's expecting a major, major escalation here. Now, the other story that we're following here, of course, is the attempt by Russia to return to Syria these Mi-24 Hind attack helicopters that are the property of the Syrian government. Remember, Hillary was trying to make a big deal. Russia sending death choppers to Syria. Actually, Russia has the contract to refurbish Syria's helicopters that Syria bought from them years ago. You know, when they get old, the mileage goes up, they send them back to Russia, Russia replaces the bearings, you know, touches up the paint, empties the ashtray, maybe puts in some new carpeting, and they send them back. It's a maintenance kind of situation. Well, the first attempt to return Syria's helicopters failed because of a legal international paperwork insurance situation. Russia has now reflagged the cargo ship under their own flag and sent it towards Syria with Russian warships trailing a little bit behind. They're not trying to be provocative. They're not trying to look like it's a military escort. But the military ships, the Russian ships, are close enough to intercede if somebody tries to interdict the ship. And it was one of those situations, who's going to blink first? It may have been the European Union. Because according to the director of the Center for Analysis of Strategies and Technology, the European Union's plans to inspect aircraft and ships for violation of arms embargo imposed on Syria is only applicable to ships of the European Union. The European Union does not have a legal right under maritime law to interfere with Russian shipping. So at this particular point, it looks like the European Union is not going to run interference for the U.S. and Israel. Britain might still do it and say, to heck with the law, we're the mighty British Empire, and we're going to do whatever we're going to do. We seem to be at that point where even the pretext of compliance with some kind of international law is just being tossed out the window. Now, last week, we saw this hue and cry from Israel that they were convinced Syria had weapons of mass destruction. It was a replay of the Iraq and Saddam nuclear bomb situation. And we pointed it out. It was just another replay of, oh, anyone you want to attack, say they have weapons of mass destruction, blah, 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 blah. And regardless of whether you think Syria has chemical weapons or biological weapons, which they probably bought from the U.S., the same that Iraq did, every nation has a right to defense by any means possible. And so now we're getting this story today where a foreign minister in Syria is confirming the existence of chemical weapons by saying we will use them on invading troops, which seems like a reasonable statement to make, but a very reckless statement to make at this particular time. And I'm remembering back to when the media was trying to tell us all about, Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. I'm sorry, about where Ahmadinejad was saying we're going to wipe Israel off the map. And it turned out to be a complete lie and a fabrication and a deliberate mistranslation of what was being said. And I suspect that's the case right now, because if you're Syria and you don't want to be invaded, and Israel is claiming that chemical weapons are the excuse, the justification for an attack, you don't go out and start talking about chemical weapons. And so the statement that is being attributed to Foreign Ministry spokesman Jihad Makdisi is suspect. I think it's another one of these rigged translations to try and get you to think they said something they didn't really say, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. One of the other pieces of propaganda being floated around to support this thing is, yes, Iraq really did have weapons of mass destruction, but just before the fall of Baghdad, Saddam put them all on a plane and sent them to Syria. And that's why we know Syria has them now. Okay, well, that definitely rings the bell on the bovine excrement detection system. Because if you're Saddam Hussein and the full military might of the United States of America is coming down on your head, and the whole purpose of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons of mass destruction is to deter an invasion, at that point you're going to use them. I mean, can you imagine this idea? This is what they're trying to sell you. Okay, Baghdad is in flames, and Saddam is standing there next to an airplane, and the tanks are rolling in, and they're already tying the noose to put around his neck, and he's saying, boy, I guess I better not use this anthrax or sarin gas, because then I'm really going to be in trouble. Let's send it over to Syria. That's what they're trying to sell you. And it's just more propaganda. And again, let's start with the fact that we were lied to about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. The burden of proof is on Israel to prove that Syria has chemical weapons. And a possibly badly translated quote in the media is not sufficient. It is not proof beyond a reasonable doubt justifying the slaughter of more people on the other side of the world, not to mention our children. We may see CIA or Mossad attempt to plant weapons of mass destruction on Syria. They tried to do it a couple of times in Iraq. They got caught trying to plant weapons-grade plutonium in one of the Iraqi weapons facilities. They got busted by that from the Swedish delegation. There was a story that apparently a nuclear weapon was smuggled into the Baghdad airport to be planted on and say, look, we found one. But in that case, the story is it fell victim to a friendly fire attack and contaminated half the airport. And so they didn't want to do that one. What we do know is that all wars are based on lies and deception, and the U.S. government and Israel have a track record of lie after 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 lie on top of the prevarications. We cannot take anything coming from the U.S. government, the U.S. media, the Israeli government, the Israeli-friendly media at face value. It is stupid, naive, and dangerous. We can see how hard they're trying to start, not to start. The World War III has already started. We're already attacking 10 countries on two continents. They're looking for that moment where the world realizes, aha, it's Third World War. Here's my money. Here are my children. Do what you will. That's where they're trying to go with that whole thing. Meanwhile, everybody is pointing out the fact that for all of its talk about bad, bad terrorism up there, Al-Qaeda's bad here and Bulgaria and Al-Qaeda's bad in here. The U.S. is cheering on Al-Qaeda in Syria. Yes, get the guys that we hate. I think Al-Qaeda, you know, I know Al-Qaeda's been working for Israel and the United States all along. It's another one of these phony terrorist groups carrying out acts of terror that benefit Israel, like Abu Nidal and his Black September group were outed. Everybody was watching Abu Nidal, the world's greatest terrorist, and they kept saying, how come he's doing all this stuff just at the moment it harms Palestine and helps Israel? Well, because it was working for Israel. If you're going to extract money and political favors from around the world by screaming we're the victims of terror, you'd better make sure you got a terrorist out there. All righty, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I love your investigation there on situation out in Colorado. And ain't it a miracle, like you said, it happened in that one city. I want to make a couple viewpoints so Americans can listen. Number one, a gun doesn't pick itself up and go on a rampage, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you can't blame it on the gun, because the gun can't just get up on its feet and go in and shoot whatever, number one. Number two,
it's like
isn't
blaming
that
spelling mistakes on pencils.
Well, right, but isn't that funny, though? This week, our fearless leader goes in the U.N., to vote on the small gun treaty ban.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. Number three, you made a great point on, Brother Mike, and that's why I love you, brother. You call it offensive and defensive. Okay. You're right. What if those people in that theater had guns on them? They're on the defensive side, see? And that's what people got to answer when this situation, if it does get passed, that they can confiscate your guns. And I want to end with this. The point is, you hit the nail on the head. Let's say Mike's driving down a big city, okay? And some guy comes up to him with a gun and carjacks him. And you put your window down, shaking, and you're looking at him. He says, give me all your money. Well, you say, I'm going to reach down here between my seat, and you put, and I'm not telling anybody to do this, but you put a 9mm up and point it right between his eyes. What do you think is going to happen? See what I'm saying?
Well, he's basically going to take off. Listen. Hang on just a second, Scott, okay? The point about Colorado is not that Jane Holmes would have been shot had somebody in the movie been carrying a firearm. My point is, James Holmes known ahead of time there was a possibility that somebody in that theater was carrying a gun, he wouldn't have even started his mass shooting. He only went in there because he knew the laws of Aurora, Colorado had guaranteed him a defenseless field of targets who could not fight back. The question everybody needs to be asking right now is, in all these communities all across America where concealed carry is allowed, people are allowed to have guns on their person, how many mass shooters have gotten to the point of saying, you know, I think maybe this is a bad idea. I could actually get shot doing this. And they stay at home. That's the real question. Instead of looking at how many shootings took place in these gun ban zones, we need to ask ourselves, how many shootings were called off because they weren't in gun-free zones?
Right, and it's called prevention, you know.
It's called deterrence.
Right, and you're exactly right. I agree with you. But let's just say that situation and that other situation in Virginia or whatever, but the bottom line is people got to understand what that second Declaration of Independence, the words mean, and get it in their heart, because a lot of people don't even know the words of the Constitution.
That's unfortunately sadly true. That is sadly true. All right, so I'll talk to you. I'm sorry about us talking over each other, but there is a delay in the signal getting from Hawaii to Austin, Texas, and back. And sometimes it winds up with us inadvertently speaking on top of each other, and it's not intentional. It's just an artifact of the technology. But it is true. Most Americans don't know the exact wording of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and it leads to a great deal of confusion. And I remember getting into a discussion with a very religious person out here in Hawaii who's basically going on and saying, you know, the First Amendment says Congress will make no law, regarding an institution of religion. Therefore, the church is above the government, and, you know, there should be no laws on religious activity at all. And I said, well, actually, what the Constitution says is Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. In other words, there's no official religion. But churches have to be subject to the laws of the land like anybody else. And we went back and forth. You know, and sometimes, you know, people are arguing points and they don't know what's going on. I remember another debate we had where somebody was saying, we should have the Ten Commandments in all public buildings. And I said, which version? And they go, what? I said, which version of the Ten Commandments? Because there's more than one. There's one version in the Catholic Bible. There's another version in the King James Bible. There's another version in the Torah. Nobody agrees on what the Ten Commandments are. You know, they traded up, especially the bare false witness versus the graven image one. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them, too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Getting back to the situation with Syria, They're cranking up the propaganda as hard as they can. They will lie, cheat, steal, say anything at all to get you to go along with throwing your money and your children onto the Syrians' bayonets at this point. CNN was out there with an interview about the Syrian violence and how terrible it all was, and poor innocent people are being harmed by this thing, with a guy named Danny Abdul Dayem, who is a known Israel propagandist. They're just pouring the stuff out there. And I think the theory of operation is they understand you're probably going to believe, you're going to disbelieve about 90% of it. And they're just hoping that 10% will say, boy, there's just so much of it. Some of it must be true. And that's enough for us to throw our children's lives away on yet another war on Israel's enemies. I don't think you're going to go for it. In fact, I think the almost hysterical level of propaganda that we're seeing to try and move these wars along is an indicator that the war hawks, the Israel firsters, the bankers who profit from war, are realizing this thing is not moving along the way they thought it was going to. I think they expected to be fully inside Iran at this point by now. Now, Iraq has opened their border to Syrian refugees to get the innocent out of the way, and this is basically going to remove from the U.S. and Israeli propagandists the idea that the Syrian government is killing harmless, you know, innocent civilians. Well, the civilians are now getting out. And anybody who's still in there is a combatant. There's the Syrian military on one side, and there are the hired mercenaries on the other. Now, over in Iran, they have arrested 30 what they're calling terrorists that were murdering their nuclear scientists. They have identified and arrested all of them, they think about 30 of them, and they're all linked to the Mossad. And so this was Israel's way of making sure that their nuclear exports remain a monopoly, is go in and kill the other guy's scientists. It reminds me of this sketch I saw on Saturday Night Live many years ago, where Steve Martin and the regular cast were playing cavemen. And Steve Martin was the brilliant caveman, talking about building civilization and society, and Bill Murray was the leader of the cavemen, saying, you know, I'm the biggest and I'm the strongest and I'm the smartest. And he clubs the Steve Martin caveman to death in his sleep so he can go back to being the smartest, because he just kills anybody who's smarter. That's what Israel is doing. Israel has their own nuclear exports, both overt and covert, where they tried to sell a nuclear weapon to South Africa. And they're going to maintain their technological superiority in the world, not through hard work and smarts, but by simply murdering anybody who's smarter. Israel likes to proclaim it's this wonderful technological leader of the world. And it's gotten there by buying up corporations from places like the United States of America and moving them to Israel and saying, see, we're now the world leader. And if somebody else is a world leader and doesn't want to sell out to Israel, they send the Mossad in to kill them. And they got caught once again. Now, getting over to the Olympics, this thing, you know, and fortunately, thank goodness, we have gotten this far without a big, big bang. We're going to take a break for station identification. When we come back, talking about the false flag just seems to be advertised every time you turn on the news. We'll be right back.